I'm here in Martinsville with a sister in Christ. Her name is Diana. And I'm going to answer the questions that we've been asking since first of the year. Diana, what do you think your neighborhood would look like if you could say that the kingdom of God is here?
I think that people would be more involved in other people's lives. Mm-hmm. They would be more open and receptive to being neighbors. Uh-huh. And not being isolated.
Okay.
Interacting with one another.
Uh-huh.
Coming alongside one another.
Mm-hmm. So, Diana, could you share a little bit about your situation or your past?
I've come out of a very hard marriage. There was some addiction issues, which caused some abuse issues. When somebody is abusing drugs or alcohol, then they can become abusers of people emotionally, mentally, physically, intimidating, frightening, controlling. Mm-hmm. And it took a lot of grace from God to help me to break free from that situation without anybody ending up in jail or in the hospital or dead. And that was an answer to prayer. It took me 3 years after being separated from my now ex-husband before I was able to actually get divorced. And all of our children are alive and well, and I'm alive and well, and we're moving on with our lives. But it's hard to watch the people you care about go through something as awful as addiction. And you want to reach out to them and help them not be addicted. And it's just like being a Christian. You can present Christ. You can give people opportunity to hear the word of God. You know, the Holy Spirit can be speaking to them. But it's a decision of their will as to whether or not they're going to embrace the Lord and receive the gift that he's given. Mm-hmm. Or if they're going to reject him. And it's the same in relationship. And it got to the point where I stayed for a long time because of my Christian beliefs. But it got to the point where my children were being endangered. And the Lord spoke to my heart that I wasn't being a good steward over that which he had given me because my children were in danger. And so I had to let my husband go live his life so that I could take care and nurture the family and bring the family up. And so I've, over the past 12 years, been a single mom, 3 kids. They're all have completed high school, praise God. Mm-hmm. 2 of them are having opportunities for college, which is a tremendous blessing.
Yeah. So what keeps you going, you know, with the years of, you know, the experience that you had?
Grace of God. In my weakness, his strength is perfected. I mean, he's so awesome. He gives me opportunity to see every day his faithfulness, every single day. From the rising of the sun to the setting of the sun, I see his work. He is gracious and merciful to me. I mean, there's been so many times that I could have been dead, and he just intervened. Mm-hmm. You know, from... It's just amazing how he stepped in and just shown himself faithful.
Yeah. We have about just one more minute here. Do you have any encouragement out there for some people who might be experiencing similar to your past?
Yeah, turn to the Lord. Trust in him. Trust in him. He is able. He is so able to help you break free. I mean, he loves you with an everlasting love. He didn't call you to be in an abusive relationship, to be abused, or to be an abuser. He has called us into freedom. He died on the cross so that we could be free. I mean, he went there to redeem us from the curse. We don't have to be held captive to sin. And there is a way. I mean, there's a way out. And I want to encourage people not to think that they are less because they're in it, or get so comfortable being in it that they don't realize that they can be set free from it.
God bless you, Diana.
God bless you, too. Thank you.